You are listening to the Real Truth Broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we welcome you to this another Way of Truth broadcast. We open the musical part of our service with Brother Ralph Craig singing for us, Unworthy.
Unworthy am I of the grace that He gave. Unworthy to hold to His hand. Amazed that a king would reach down. This love I cannot understand. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone, but He made me worthy, and now by His His mercy has made me His own. My sorrows and sickness laid stripes on His back. My sins caused the blood that was shed. My faults and my failures have woven of thorns that He wore on His head. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone, but He made me worthy, and now by His mercy has made me His own. Unworthy am I of the glory to come. Unworthy with angels to sing. I thrill just to know that He loves me. A pauper, I walk with the King. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone, but He made me worthy, and now by His mercy has made me His own.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. Unworthy though we may be, still You loved us and You gave Your Son for us, and we give You thanks and praise. We're also thankful that we can present the gospel of Christ to this precious congregation today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will use us and use our broadcast to make it a blessing to those in our congregation. If there are those who know Thee not, may they realize that though unworthy they may be, You love them and You're willing to save them if they will but seek You with all their heart, So bless this broadcast and bless this congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the Gospel according to Isaiah. Our text of Scripture, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. It is thought the 27 books of the New Testament Scriptures were finished by the year 100 A.D. Some make it a little later than that, but they were not all fully accepted as canonical until around the middle of the 3rd century. We hear about the 4 Gospels of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but I would like to speak on the gospel according to Isaiah. In the early years of the Church of God, they had only the Old Testament scriptures, as none of the new were written until some time after the death and resurrection of Christ. The gospel about the Messiah. We read, "He will be born of a virgin, whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." That's Isaiah 7 and 14. And of course, we know that that prophecy was fulfilled when the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary there at Nazareth, telling her that she was to be the Savior of the Son of God. And we know that Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. And we are told that this son would be a wonderful son, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government there shall be no end. There will no end upon the and he shall sit upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so Jesus was indeed a wonderful child. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, according to Isaiah 11 and 2. And that scripture was fulfilled when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, for the Spirit of God, like a dove, descended upon him, Matthew 3 and 16. And when we think about the gospel of Isaiah, the good news about his ministry, he will be preceded by a forerunner, one sent to prepare the way. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," Isaiah 40 and verse 3. And this was fulfilled. "In those days came John the Baptizer, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." That's Matthew chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. And this Messiah was to be anointed to preach good tidings. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to heal the broken, to preach the gospel, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the meek. And he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." So we read in Isaiah chapter 61 and verses 1 through 3. And this passage of Scripture was fulfilled after Jesus had been baptized in the river. He went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days. And after the fast, he later returned to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he went in the synagogue there in Nazareth, and the scroll of Isaiah was handed to him, and he found the scripture that was recorded there that I have just read. And we read in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." He was Jesus, according to the Gospel of Isaiah. He will bring light to those that sat in darkness. That's Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. And we read in the New Testament how they that sat in darkness, a great light shone up or sprang up. And Jesus himself said he was the light of the world. And so Isaiah prophesied that those that were in darkness would receive or see a great light. And the scripture also tells us in Isaiah 42 and 2, "He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets." And that passage of scripture was also fulfilled. Jesus did not go around advertising himself and telling everybody that he met who he was, but he kept his mouth shut even whenever Pilate was questioning him. He did not answer at first. And so the prophecy that Isaiah made here in Isaiah 42 and 2, "He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street," was fulfilled. And he will suffer on our behalf. And I'd like to read from the book of Isaiah in regard to this matter, in regard to this, Isaiah 53, and we will begin reading with verse 9. Isaiah 53, beginning with verse 9. "And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, and because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many." And so Jesus' death and his burial and resurrection actually were all prophesied, for we read here in these scriptures how that Jesus suffered, and he suffered not for a select few, as some people might have you to believe. He suffered that death and resurrection for us all. Now, let us think about the gospel of the kingdom. Yes, the gospel of Isaiah speaks also about the kingdom of God. "It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains." Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. Now we read in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, the fulfillment of this prophecy. After that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Now, this is also good news, and that's what the gospel is. And we're speaking today about the gospel of Isaiah. So the good news about its nature, about the nature of the kingdom of God. It shall be a kingdom of peace. The prince of peace, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. So we read in Isaiah chapter 9, the latter part of verse 6 and 7. And we read in Romans 14 and 17, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Romans 14 and 17. So the kingdom of God is not something out in the future yet to be established. Isaiah prophesied that it would be a kingdom of peace and of the increase of his government, and peace there would be no end. And we see the fulfillment of this when Paul said, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." And again, what Jesus said in chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 of Mark, when he said that the kingdom of God is at hand, therefore repent and believe the gospel. Now, as we think further about the kingdom of God, it shall include the Gentiles. And this was also prophesied by Isaiah. "In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 10. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 16, where the Apostle Paul wrote, "Christ has reconciled both," speaking of the Jew and the Gentile, "God has reconciled both in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." So the kingdom of God is for everyone, not just for the Hebrew people, but for the entire world. And whosoever will truly believe the gospel and obey the gospel shall have the benefit of the gospel. Good news about its future. It shall last forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Isaiah 9 and 7. The angel's message to Mary was, "Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Luke chapter 1, verses 31, 32, and 33. Now I realize that there are those who would have you to believe that Christ is not now reigning on David's throne. But, beloved, Christ is now reigning on the throne of David, the kingdom of God. As I said on a recent broadcast, if Christ is not now reigning on David's throne, he never will. For there will not be a future age. No, there will not be a millennial reign of 1,000 years in which Christ will rule over there in Jerusalem, sitting upon David's throne. He is already seated on David's throne. He was a descendant of David, and he is seated on the throne of David, ruling the kingdom of God now. For again, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself said, "My kingdom is not of this world." The time of John the Baptist, He preached the kingdom of God, and he preached that Christ would come, and Jesus Christ fulfilled those prophecies. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man is presseth into it. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus? You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And he was not talking about Nicodemus entering the kingdom of God in some future age. He was talking about Nicodemus entering the kingdom of God then. Nicodemus asked the question, well, can I be born again of my mother and enter the kingdom of God? And Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, I'm not talking about a literal birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. You know, the fact that Jesus was telling Nicodemus he must be born of the Spirit of God, that in itself proves that the kingdom of God is not a literal kingdom, but a spiritual kingdom. You don't have to be spiritually born to be born into a literal kingdom, but you do have to have spiritual birth to enter into the spiritual kingdom of God, again, of which Christ is now ruling over. And we can see why the apostles and others used the Old Testament to preach the gospel of Christ, as they did not have, at that time, the New Testament scriptures. And these Old Testament scriptures, many of them, I didn't use all in Isaiah by any means, and others are in prophecies concerning Christ, even where he was to be born, are found in the Old Testament. Another reason why the early morning church preached so much from the Old Testament was not only because that's all they had at the time, but they were able to preach to their own people, the Hebrew people, out of their own scriptures, which should have been more convincing to them than possibly the New Testament scriptures would have been. So the Word of God is given to us in the Old Testament. The Word of God is given to us in the New Testament. And the Word of God is given to us to live by. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Father, we pray that you will bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we would be thankful if you'd write and let us know that it's a blessing to you. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there on our webpage, and you can also join us in our services as they are broadcast live, 20 minutes before 11 Sunday morning, 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Avenue Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
Once like a bird in prison, I glory found by desire. glory to God.